Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. And beloved, God is in the miracle working business. Praise God. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Glass, and I welcome you to the broadcast today as we continue on in a message I've been sharing from the life of Asa, king of Judah, as recorded in scriptures in 2 Chronicles chapters 14 through 16. And we were looking at how wonderful Asa, king of Judah, started out. That in that second verse of chapter 14, it said, Asa did that which was good and right in the sight of the Lord his God. He was tested. And he, after he sought God, there was a tremendous difficulty that arose in his life, in his kingship, and that was a great army of the Ethiopians came, and he was outnumbered 2-1, but he called on the name of the Lord and prayed a beautiful prayer, and God not only resoundedly defeated the enemy, but they took great spoil. And when he returned, a prophet, Azariah, came to him and said, you know, the Lord, as long as you are seeking the Lord, he will be found of you, but if you forsake him, he will forsake you. So that's a word of warning to us today. The word of the Lord is true. We just can't cast out the old covenant and say, well, you know, we're in a new covenant, a better covenant today, because it's the same God. God has not changed. He is the same God, the God of the old covenant as well as the new. But thank God for Jesus, who brought grace and truth to us. He brought us the mercy of God. The old covenant was given, Paul tells us, as a schoolmaster to show us, hey, we cannot do it. No one could fulfill the law perfectly, and as a result, they were under condemnation. There was only one who did, and his name is Jesus Christ. He was perfect God, and he became perfect man and became our substitute. The justice of God had to be fulfilled, and only Jesus was willing to do it. And this was a plan set forth before the creation of the world. It's something too marvelous for our little minds to comprehend. But how great is the love of God? Well, let's go back to the life of Asa. And what we see is that God gave him tremendous victory. And then in chapter 16, there was another serious situation. They were basically encamped by the troops of Israel, Baasha, king of Israel, and he wouldn't let anybody come out or in. And so often when we have sometimes great victories, I mean, he had revival. All of Judah was worshiping the Lord. They made a covenant to serve God. Satan will come against us. He will prevent, it seems, our moving on into greater and greater things for God. He fights against our prayers, going before the presence of the Lord. And Daniel, you know, he was told by Gabriel that he had to wait for Michael to intervene because he was hindered by the prince of Persia. And if we listen to the devil's cunning words, then we start relying on ourselves. We start relying on things other than the Lord. And that's the mistake that Asa made. Asa suddenly began to fail God. What did he do? Instead of doing what worked before, crying out to the Lord, he sent a bribe to King Ben-Hadad. He entered into an agreement with the king of Syria, asking him to help him fight against the king of Israel. Asa forgot the Spirit-anointed message from God through the prophet Azariah. The Lord is with you while you are with him, and if you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Where is the faith of Asa now? This man started out in the Spirit. but something happened. You know, when prosperity comes and peace and rest, Asa started to do things in the flesh. It's human nature. I'm not being critical of him because all of us are prone to the same problem. Asa's unbelief so blinded him that he actually desecrated the things of God. So many times we try to do things ourselves when we just have to step back, seek God, pray, and let God do the work. Many times we don't obey God's commands. When Asa was confronted by a million men, he called on God. God heard him and he defeated his enemies and gave them great spoil. But this doesn't seem to be such a big thing to Asa. So instead of calling on God, he works out his own solution. Aren't we good at that? We've got all kinds of ways to remedy our personal problems. We in the church, we've got all kinds of programs and ideas and ways that we can increase revenue and increase church growth. Oh, they sound good to the mind of men, but is God in it? So many people are doing that today. No wonder people find so little joy or victory in their lives when they rely on self rather than faith in God. And that's, remember going back to that prayer of Asa, having faith in God and resting on the Lord. In fact, I want to read that again. He said, O Lord our God, and this is a prayer you need to pray for situations in your life today. It's nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with few, or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. You see, Asa recognized that for them, the people of God, to be defeated, they'd had revival, that it would be a reproach upon the name of the Lord. It's a very effective way to pray. Isn't that what Moses did when he interceded for the Israelites when the Lord was so angry and wroth with them, he just wanted to wipe them all out? And that marvelous strategy of prayer that Moses prayed, he said, God, if you do that, even though God had said, hey, I'll raise up a house through you, he said, if you do that, what will the heathen say? They'll say, God, that you weren't strong enough to bring them into the promised land. That was so brilliant. It was a marvelous prayer. And guess what? God hearkened. He hearkened to Moses. He's looking for intercessors today. Intercessors, those who will intercede and get a hold of God for their families, for their churches, for their nation, for revival, for souls to be saved and to be brought into the kingdom. But what do we see? We see in the life of Asa, rather than trusting in God, God's ignored. Asa falls from grace. Why? Because he turned away from the Lord. And isn't that the danger that we can fall into when things get easy and we're going along well? We've seen it in the church, the scandals, the things that have happened. Prosperity came, and then, you know, they start ever so slowly. You know, it's just like the frog, proverbial frog being boiled in water. You just turn up the temperature a little bit at a time. And he doesn't even recognize until he's a boiled frog. You know, the devil's very clever. We have all power over him through Jesus, but be not deceived, beloved. We're dealing with an adversary, a foe, that has wisdom and knowledge and brilliance and intelligence far beyond our human abilities and our the greatest minds of man. He's been around a long time, and he knows mankind really, really well. So he knows the things that works, and he knows our own weak points. That's why we need the Lord as never before. And we can trust God that he is absolutely going to be our protector. So people, you know, they get blessed. They turn their back on the Lord after he's done so many wondrous things for them. But many churches have done and are doing the same thing. Many ministers have compromised with the world, with their financial committees, with their board members, with their congregations. Well, you know, we don't want to preach a message that offends people. We don't really want to talk about the blood of Jesus. That's just, you know, just a little distasteful. I'm telling you, if you're in a good church, praise God. Pray for your pastor. Hallelujah. Pray for those who are preaching the truth of God. No wonder the people of God are spiritually starving to death. No wonder the Church of Jesus Christ, who should be the first fruits of God, had become withered fruits instead. We're admonished in Proverbs 3:6, "In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct thy paths." Whenever a person or a people or a church rebels ever so subtly against obeying God and doing it God's way, they lose the victory. It might not be obvious at once, but beloved, you can only do it two ways, your way or God's way. When Hananiah the seer rebuked Asa because he relied on the king of Syria instead of the Lord, what happened? Asa was wroth with Hanani and put him in prison. The Bible says Asa was in a rage. And, you know, I want to read that, but we'll have to take time and do that tomorrow. We'll pick up at the same place. But there are those today who desire to walk in their own way and not in the way of the Lord. They hate anyone who will preach the whole word. They backbite, they lie, gossip, complain, and like a mad dog, they try to inflict terrible wounds. But beloved, if we will hold on to the Lord, and that's why I'm sharing this message, so we don't allow the enemy of our souls to allow us to become complacent or to rely on our own strategies, our own ways of doing things, but to remain humble and repentant before the Lord. That's the key, beloved. Walk softly before the Lord. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your paths. Praise God. Well, this time has just gone so quickly, and I've got so much to share with you. I pray that you're being blessed. These are some powerful lessons from God's Word. I love you. Won't you write? Share your prayer needs. The announcer will give you our contact information. I love you. Thank you for joining me, for your prayer support, for your financial gifts. Until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh.